Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Avoid being a slave to your old beliefs. There are plenty of beliefs you hold that you allow to influence your life. You haven't even given many of these beliefs a lot of thought. For example, you probably have similar religious beliefs as your parents. Did you ever sit down and think about which religion best suits you? Or did you just continue with what you were exposed to as a child? You don't have to be a slave to your old beliefs. Try these ideas to maintain only beliefs that support you. Your previous beliefs and knowledge can prevent you from gaining new knowledge. If you think you know something already, you won't be open to new views. Knowledge is great, but when it gets in the way of learning something new, it's poison. Ask more questions. Be curious. Avoid believing that you already know the answer because of your previous experience. You can learn while you listen. You can't learn while you're speaking. Ask questions and then be quiet and listen to the answers. Pretend that you're a beginner. For example, imagine that you make a living as a real estate investor. When a novice investor starts telling you about his latest deal, you probably don't believe there's anything you can learn from him. Pretend that you know absolutely nothing about a topic. Be open to everything you hear, even if you're a leading authority on something. There are still things you don't know. If you pretend that you're a mere novice, you'll have a better chance of gaining that knowledge that eludes you. Determine if your beliefs are truths or merely just beliefs. Beliefs are personal, often unprovable, and often no more correct than another belief. Truths don't require constant validation. For example, gravity is a truth. Where did your belief come from? If you believe that women are better than men, how did you decide that? Or, if you believe that you're not capable of managing money, where did that belief come from? What is the source of your belief? Many of our beliefs come from our parents. Most of us didn't have parents that were Rhodes Scholars. Question the origin of your beliefs and determine if that idea is worth a second look. Let go of your identity. Our identities are largely built around our beliefs. We might believe, I'm an overweight person, I'm not intelligent, I'm the most intelligent person I know. I'm liberal. I'm conservative. I'm someone that can't learn math.
I'm lazy. I'm a school teacher. That's what I am. We take our beliefs, good or bad, and associate with them. If you believe that you're naturally overweight, it makes it challenging to lose weight. If you associate with being bad at math, you make it harder to learn math. It's hard to achieve or believe something outside of your identity. What is the cost of your beliefs? Some beliefs come with a heavy price. Look at your beliefs and consider the impact they are having on you. Since beliefs are personal and are able to change, think about which of your beliefs are making your life more challenging. When a belief doesn't serve you, you'll be more interested in letting go of it. We're all slaves to our beliefs. Unfortunately, many of our beliefs are unhealthy and unhelpful. Beliefs can be very limiting. Face the world with an open mind, and you'll have an easier time of finding your truth. Avoid allowing your old beliefs to control you. Be the master of your life, not a slave to your beliefs. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com. And please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.